he died. Pick it up. I'll be on the whole extra block.
Well, I tell you. How do you super disappointed?
Hey.
I love you. Nothing about having a positive mental attitude stuff, though. When you go, you know what? We said, and don't, I won't be surprised if the tabernacle that gets built in order to finish out the Lord's dictum about the Aaronic priesthood, I said, don't be surprised if it doesn't have an LDS church sticker slapped on the side. It might not. To a certain extent, there are larger things afoot here than the Mormon label. Well, I'm the first one to say it. So yeah, one of the first things I'm up to might be, I said, I got to learn Hebrew. I got to get a better understanding of exactly what these things need to look like. Yeah, I may have to take it one of these days. I have to take it when you're not taking something. Or off something. Yeah, see, so I might be down the road. I really hate pushing off things that are important to you because of me all the time. I'm sorry, that ends up being it ends up being other things, you know. The support role, stuff like that. But yeah, so I think it's intrinsically important. I said the brethren spend way too much of their time administering this church. It says, stop doing it. It says, here's your perfect opportunity. You can even make the excuse for all the people who are going to scream and yell and say this is wrong and stuff like that. And they go, sorry. We finally have. A literal descendant of Aaron. As the presiding bishop. I said, and he will function as the presiding bishop of the church. When you get instruction about how you're supposed to proceed, what the policies are supposed to be, it's going to come with his little signature at the bottom. It says he essentially runs the church. He says he does not rule the ministry on any level whatsoever. Says that is a Melchizedek priesthood function. Be handled by the first presidency and the Quorum of the Twelve in concert, assisted by the 70. You go, if that means that we release all these area authorities because that's not the way we're going to do it now, because that's an inappropriate use of the 70's office, which is to preach the gospel, not to be sitting behind a dang chair, signing papers and doing this and governing. You just got yourself a governor. It says, And you don't have to worry about, trust me, because I feel the full weight of the responsibility. And I want your counsel. I want your guidance. He says, but, he says, I hope that you spend more of your time worried about the ministry. Govern that to your heart's content. You know? It says, and yeah, are things going to change? Oh, God, they're going to change. It says, and that's not because you're doing it wrong. It says, no, there's nothing of that. Said, if anything gets changed around and gets goofed with a lot, it should be the church mechanism, the church organization, building, construction, all that garbage. So you guys need to promulgate the gospel. I know you try to do that, and then you do all this administrative work in the background. And you go, the role of the presiding bishop is to take away all those things from you, not to take them away, to relieve you of them. There you go. I got to do it in a more positive light, right? Relieve you of this distraction so that you might concentrate so much more on the ministry of the gospel. I said, your guys's, I said, I'm sorry, I don't need to tell you your business, but you might consider that your responsibility, the thing you need to carry out most prominently, is that whole dictum by Joseph Smith, you know? Tell the gospel is at every climb, sound it every ear, yada, yada, yada. I said, that's your thing. Just to get it out there.
So, let's say...
Now, we certainly help you in a support role by having all the websites, having all the logistical things, flying you all around everywhere, doing this and doing that. Go ahead. I apologize. I did stop. You weren't going on.
I said, let's say.
Yeah, and then I stopped. And then I stopped because I said, you said, let's stop. All right, fine.
I never said, let's stop.
Okay, please, continue. Why am I having a conversation like I have with my mother? Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Let's say.
Okay. Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
They offer the presiding bishop.
Someone else.
Someone they already know. Right. Like Norms.
Right.
How upset and angry would you be about it? What
would you? As upset and angry as I ever get about anything. Not becoming fake president. Not becoming a branch president. The next branch president. Yada, yada, yada. Seems like I wanted all those pretty good. How about that? I'm just doing what I always do. I'm starting a presiding bishop file. Am I neglecting my job? Are you starving over at me? Okay, well then, thank you for the concern, but I don't know how warranted it is, because it's like, is it starting to crowd out other matters? So I don't think so. Maybe dishes. Your dishes aren't getting done. I'm sure that's quite upsetting. Not that we ever really decided that was my job. I just started doing it because I like doing it for you. Finally, as long as it's not causing other problems, I don't see problems. I know you think this is something that you should not think about it until it actually happens. And I somewhat steadfastly disagree. So that's okay. It's not because I don't love you. I'm supposed to be spending at least 6 years preparing people for the Melchizedek priesthood. We don't, by and large. And one of the big problems in the church, and it's been identified by the leadership and said so, is that men aren't prepared to serve in church leadership particularly. You know, where are all the good elders quorum presence? Where are all the good high priest group leaders? Where's this? Where's that? The church suffers for just no leadership. Half the time, when I try to assert some, I get swatted. It's like, okay. Well, I try to be good. If the keys of the elders' quorum president, if the only acceptable manifestation of that, screw what it says in the scriptures, which actually says something completely different and only makes mention of home teaching in relationship to teachers or something approximating home teaching, a program based on a scriptural reference, which is just fine, but if that's all the leadership says that you're supposed to do, and if they castigate you for doing anything else or anything more or anything beyond that, you know, are you justified in not doing those things? And you go, I've typically said yes, but I'm starting to come back and say no. You still need to be about these things, even if the authorities immediately over you are far more concerned about your role in helping them in their role. Not that that's not important. Just that those aren't the keys you were given. Bishop didn't give me my keys. Not his keys to give. What does that mean? And they go, that means also I can assist him in his work, the things that he must do, and hopefully it overlaps with mine a bit, and that's helpful. Home teaching does that. It involves a lot of overlap. Sadly, it gets watered down to the point to where it almost fulfills no purpose. So, Elder Holland's talk, though somewhat heartening, I took it a certain way. Now, I preached it a certain way, which he would probably come back and say, that's not what I meant. And you go, but that's what you said. So, therefore, the statistics are going to get skewed. You're going to say, oh, they're doing such a better job. And you go, no. We're just counting a lot more things as being acceptable. I said, can I be honest? Home teaching numbers never told you anything.
But that's right. If good work, you want us to Uh-huh. How are you?
Right.
He's doing his own teaching by that one person.
Well.
Usually that means stick around long enough to find out how she is.
But that's the issue. The Melchizedek priesthood holder thinks that his basic duty to other people is to perform this weird program, somewhat watered down, called home teaching, which is not it at all. His job is to look after the members of the church, make sure they're about their duty. And that's the problem. Linda is struggling with her duty. And he needs to go and strengthen her by whatever means is required. Home teaching does not even enter into the thing except to say that they should feel some kind of tie to that. That's why when I said, do you want me to go with you, that was the elders' quorum president saying, this is one of my responsibilities to make sure this gets done. The artificial separation between high priest and elders is garbage. It does not have to be a high priest going and doing it. It has to be a priesthood holder going and taking care of the needs of a member. If you want to disinvite me, fine. Oh, you did. But in doing that, you're making sure people don't get what they're entitled to have from the Lord. We are the Lord's servants. I'm going to go and do it behind your back, sorry. Because I'm a jerk. Go and minister to Linda. It's not behind your back. Although I may not tell you. If she has a problem with us, it's fine. At least it's serious things with her priest in there. It's totally appropriate. You should expect it. So is there a matter of order you should see the bishop about? If not, any random elder can be of service to you with the full authority of the Lord behind it. Heavenly Spirit. That's fine. That's fine. But is that it? Cha-ching. Job done. Everything's fine. See?
Sorry.
Is there anything inappropriate with me going and visiting with her? Why is it being cast this way?
You mean with your other strong group?
Not with the whole group. I'm not going to go alone. How about that? That makes you feel better?
Yeah, your other strong group is
here. Yeah, tonight. Perhaps so. May I? Gee whiz. See, we spent way too much time deciding who and what is allowed to do things. And it's like, you know what? Screw all that. So let's just do things. If we did anything at all, we'd be doing it in better shape.
Well, I told her that I told you that she was struggling.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, but I'm making you and I'm comparing you to sick prayer. I'm asking some questions. I told him you were struggling. The next companion to sick prayer should be a painting. Oh, I told him.
What? Oh, I can go see her without any provocation at all. Crazy, huh? Only stories were told. I was praying for help, and all of a sudden, President Monson showed up at my front door at the nursing home. By golly, how about that? And you go, sorry. Priesthood holders get to act pretty much without provocation, huh? You don't have to ask. we spend too far too much time trying to coordinate things, and we coordinate out the spirit really well. These are my families. How dare you touch them? I said, I'm not coming to come. I'm not, you know. Ben's ministry to his mother? Absolutely appropriate. Better than anything else. That's him fulfilling a duty within his family. Absolutely. Especially when his father's not around. And I don't mean to be rude on any level. But am I going to be rude? I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and if people find it rude, that's fine. If it's like, oh, well, Lisa wasn't good enough, so Jason felt the need that he had to go. You know, you can spit it however you like. I don't care. I don't even care if that's the right assessment. I don't care. Got inspiration from the Lord to go and see her after hearing about her situation from you. And I'm going to give God and freaking do it. And to bring it with how anybody feels about it. Am I going to be nice? Oh, that's my intention. I don't think I'm an evil guy. I like to think I'm trying to get persistent. Well, when I get some inspiration, I'm going to do something about it. Not just sit back and let it fly past. At least to stir up some of your concerns about being utilized appropriately? Would it be all right if I brought this up to the ward council, saying if there's somebody who wants to do more but isn't getting the, doesn't feel like she's got enough to do? Careful what you wish for. Primary is the one that's looking. Might throw that too. And I said, but you know what? We don't get to pick and choose. You know? I don't mean to be particularly rude, but you get that smell off of her. That's what ward council's for. Take care of the needs of members. This is a salient need. Well, it just happens to be, probably.
Well, remember, the Lord told us to work on the music.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll bring it up. So, anyway, no, I don't feel like pondering these topics is a bad use of time. Because you never know in what settings you'll be thrust into, and you will have your elevator speech. You'll have your 1 30-second time to sell a concept, to sell an idea.
One elevator ride, huh?
Well, it happens all the time. It happens all the time. That says, and you're not going to be able to express that if you haven't given it much thought. Because usually you have extremely limited time with anybody, especially in a leadership position. That's one of the crappy parts of that leadership.
Thank you.
You're wonderful. Thanks for putting up with me. I don't mean to offend you. I don't mean to talk over you. When I catch myself doing it, I stop.